The World Health Organization is sounding the alarm on dementia. They estimate that there are currently 50 million people living with dementia, and that number is expected to triple by 2050. Dr. Ashok Uman is on the line. Good morning, Dr. Uman.
Good morning, Andrew.
So what is it? People are living older, living longer, and more likely to come down with dementia? Is that it?
Yeah, so that's part of it. It's actually a big week for dementia. A lot of things came out this week. Let's start with this. So dementia is not a normal part of aging. Yes, about 15% of individuals over 65 will develop dementia, but 85% will not. And as I've said before, dementia is not a single disease. It's an umbrella term for a group of brain diseases that are chronic and progressive, affecting a patient's ability to think and remember. They often have difficulty with words and numbers and confusion, even in familiar environments. And ultimately, it affects their ability to do everyday tasks, leading to an earlier death. The one that most of us are familiar with is Alzheimer's. It accounts for about 70% of dementias. But there's others you can get after a stroke, like vascular dementia, after head injury, etc.
So we don't know. You can't do anything about the head injury, but like getting Alzheimer's, is there any closer to a cure or a treatment?
That's the problem, Andrew. So we really don't know what causes Alzheimer's, nor do we have a good treatment at the moment. So the World Health Organization is just drawing our attention to this dementia tsunami that's coming, which is going to overtake much of healthcare and overwhelm the economies of most countries who are really trying to deal with it. It's at the moment the most expensive disease in North America in terms of total cost to society.
Wow.
So what do we need to do? What do we as a population do in the meantime? Well, we do what we can. First, what's good for the heart, Andrew, is good for the head. So keep active, avoid obesity, eat as much fruits and vegetables as you can, don't smoke and don't overdo the alcohol. If you have diabetes, control it, watch your blood pressure. Stay social. This is important. What I mean is keep up activities with friends and family. Your brain needs that. Flex your brain muscle. That doesn't mean watching TV. It means like painting, dancing, learning a second language, learn a musical instrument. And for those of you who heard me on Wednesday, there was a recent paper published about the first computer program that was shown to reduce the risk of developing dementia when practiced regularly.
Interesting. Dr. Uman, thank you.
Thank you.
That's Dr. Ashok Uman in for Dr. Mitch.